This is where the new research comes in. It's been done by the Bureau of Investigative Journalism, which is a non-profit organisation of journalists to dig into this kind of thing. Now, they've done some work on strikes carried out since August the 23rd, 2010, which is when there was a particular strike which caused civilian casualties and when the US says it changed its policy. Now, they say that by their reckoning, 45 people, civilians who were not militants or key figures in the leadership of Al-Qaeda or the Taliban, were killed during that period. They're looking at a further 15 incidents where they would estimate at least another 60 uninvolved people were killed, making well over 100 casualties. Now, the US has responded to the Bureau of Investigative Journalism saying that these are wildly off, these figures. They've rejected them. But this is the response of the Bureau's Chris Woods to that.
We had feedback from the intelligence community saying categorically, even having seen our summary findings, they stand by their view that absolutely no civilians have been killed in Pakistan since August 23rd last year. Yet we have named individuals, named children, we have photographic evidence, we've sent researchers into the field in Waziristan to look at this, we followed it up through NGOs and lawyers in Pakistan, and we can't understand why they're categorically saying no civilian deaths when our evidence seems to absolutely show that.
All these claims are quite hard to back up, aren't they?
Well, no, in a sense that there is quite a lot of reporting from within the tribal areas. By coincidence, an exhibition of photographs from Waziristan opened in London, or is opening tomorrow, I should say, including results of strikes. Now, this was the 23rd of August last year that killed six civilians that supposedly prompted this change in targeting policy. But there are other photographs, for example, of a young boy, Naeem Ullah, who was killed in a strike 2 months after that change of targeting. So the Bureau's position on this, that conducted this journalism, is that they've researched quite deeply and sent researchers into the tribal areas, the family background of all these civilians they say were killed. It's a very sensitive matter, and I think it becomes all the more so now that relations between Pakistan and the US have become so fraught and tangled.
Very interesting, Mark. Thank you very much.